What's up, everybody? My name is Ty Stevenson, and I am the Waters Brewer. And on episode number 19 today of the Waters Brewer Walks with me and my wolf dog, Remy, I'm going to be labeling it Eureka, baby, because I'm going to be going over, like, I guess some more Eureka moments from a comment on Instagram. He wanted me to go over some Eureka moments of how I knew water chemistry was important, when I decided I wanted to brew beer, and kind of just that like instant snap where you know, like, okay, boom, we're going here now. I like to call those good omens. Always listening to the omens, baby. I also want to talk a little bit about water chemistry. I also had a comment about stalled fermentation and like accentuation of hops. So I'll talk about that for a second. But today's a motherfucking busy day, dude. It's my Monday. I'm not too excited about it. All I want to do is just fucking sleep, man. I've been working 5 days a week on top of fucking Waters Brewer, running a brewery for the last like 4 or 5 months now. Fucking need a break, man. But we're still grinding. Today I got a bottle, keg, clean a fermenter, and fucking maybe clean some kegs, and run the motherfucking tap room by myself. If I have a helper there today, that would be great. I don't always get my free helpers, especially not over the last 2 weeks. So now it's fucking all adding up. But yeah, anyways, let's go over some shit about stalled fermentation. So one thing that can cause a stalled fermentation is like the pH change. Like let's say you start with tap water, you don't really know what your tap water is. Maybe the pH is lower than average, which isn't usually the case, but it could be. Or let's say it's higher than average, actually, which most cases are. Like mine's about 7.6, 7.7, maybe even 7.8, I forgot. I just checked out the last water quality report of my city not too long ago. If you guys want to find out your water quality report, just go to your city's name and then type in water quality report after that. And then something should pop up in like a PDF file or something. And it'll show you all like everything in the water, basically. The state of California, at least, isn't required to test secondary fucking drop it, Remy. Good. Secondary ions, I guess you can say. Secondary treatment, it's not required to, only primary. And secondary is where the stuff that's important for brewing comes out, such as calcium, magnesium, sulfate, chloride. Total hardness, sodium. Most of that stuff's in secondary. Anyways. Sorry, rambling on. If you start out with a high pH, and let's say you're brewing a Pilsner, maybe that high pH won't be enough to drop it down into range of 5.2 to 5.6 for the mash, which could cause, in turn, a stalled fermentation. So, make sure, it's all about that mash pH. That's fucking everything. Mash pH is everything. 5.2 to 5.6. The darker the malt, the more it'll bring the mash pH down. So for a stout, if you use lots of black patent malt or black X or anything really, really dark or high on the SRM scale, you're definitely going to want to add a lot more baking soda. So I usually add, for like your basic pale ale, 3.2 grams of baking soda. We'll counteract that to make it a perfect between 5.2 and 5.6 pH. For a stout, for the same quantity of volume, 5 gallons, you'd want to use roughly 4.8 to 5.2 grams of baking soda. You have to counteract that dark malt that brings the pH down, and baking soda will raise that pH, and it'll stabilize it a lot more too. So, for a pale ale, 3.2 grams baking soda. For a stout, about 5 grams of baking soda. So, yes, it all, and then that's all to get 5.2 to 5.6 in mash pH. I swear, everyone and their fucking moms is out walking their dogs, and cars are out, and fucking yada, yada, yada. Not really feeling it today, people. Feel like some punching some shit. Maybe this little dog that's coming up, I'll just give it a good 1-2 kick. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's a little bit about stalled fermentation. How it brings out the pop and the hops. It acts with alpha amylase and beta amylase in the malt. And yeah, the ions such as sulfate, well, that's specifically it, sulfate. It acts with the alpha amylase and beta amylase in the malt. And it goes through a chemical reaction that will in turn accentuate the hop bitterness and dryness in the mouth. Boom, it'll also make the beer more hazy too. That's one thing I've noticed in all my experiments. More gypsum, more hazy. So you do gotta be a little bit careful on the addition of gypsum if you don't care or if you want your beer to be super clear, which I feel like nowadays it doesn't even fucking matter anymore. But that's what it is. Alright, yeah, that's that. Let's go over some Eureka moments. Haha, Eureka, baby! If you guys have never been up to Eureka, California, I recommend it. They got Lost Coast Brewery out there. And if you did actually go out there, I highly recommend going to Redwood Curtain. That's in Arcata, which is just one city north of Eureka. That's my favorite brewery. They got some great sours and German style beers. There's also Six Rivers up in McKinleyville up there that I really want to go to, but haven't been to that one yet. Soon. Anyways, Eureka moments. So, I had just graduated college, and the guy I took his room left his homebrewing equipment. So, next thing you know, I decided, what do I like? Oh, I like beer. Okay, free homebrewing equipment? Okay, cool. Let's learn how to fucking brew beer. I don't even know what the ingredients in beer are. I went on YouTube, went online, read a million things, took a million notes, and then I ended up going to the local homebrew shop, LBHS, as some may say on the internet, and bought a extract kit. And it was a wheat beer. I didn't even know what wheat did to a beer. I didn't know. I thought fucking wheat was the main ingredient in beer. I didn't know shit, you know. And after all those notes I took and videos and all that, I ended up just following the instructions on the kit that I bought. And I realized what equipment I needed. The first bottling day went horrible. Spilled all over the floor. Realized that the stovetop that we were using at the time for my first batch couldn't even hold 5 gallons of water. Anyways, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, rambling on again. Eureka moments. So, yeah. Fucking did all that. Why is my beer not turning out too good? After probably like 6 brews, not even that much. After probably 6 brews, I started learning more about water. And then I realized there wasn't much about water chemistry. There wasn't like a go-to source for everything I need to know for water. Whereas there's tons of companies about hops, yeast, and malt. And so I was like, fuck this. I kept having this idea in my head of like pre-made fucking shit so people can just add it without having to worry about the chemistry behind it. And next thing you know, I woke up at like 3:30 a.m. because my dog at the time, who was a fucking super, super puppy, it was a rough 4 months for me, like sleep-wise. I woke up at 3:30, started building the website, registering domain names, and yeah. Next thing you know, Waters Brewer was created, and I guess the Eureka moment was fucking, yeah, when I just woke up in the middle of the night. No definitive, like, oh, uh-huh. Another Eureka moment when I decided water chemistry was, like, way more important than thought was when I tried some of my experiments. My very first experiment was a lot of gypsum. My second experiment was all distilled water with no minerals. And the one I used gypsum was so much better. It was just, like, exponentially better. So that was an instant, oh, shit. Like, water does make an important factor in the final flavor of the beer. Yeah, that's about it. Nothing else, really. I got a million things to do today, guys. wish me luck. Thanks again for tuning in. Once again, my name is Ty Stevenson, and we talked about my eureka moments and some stalled fermentation issues and accentuation of hops, and that's about it today. Soon I'll be talking about some more. Be on the lookout there. That'll be my 20th episode. We're just going. Keep on going, baby. Once again, if you guys have any comments, likes, concerns, shoot me an email at ty@watersbrewer.com or DM me on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. All right, guys. Peace out. Thank you again.